Ulterior motives play in the shadows of your psyche, leapfrogging over your conscious awareness. They're always present below the surface, and they are shapeshifters. As transparent as you think you are not. Honesty, forthrightness, trust, and loyalty flap on the hinge of ulterior motive, which is securely fastened to self-interest. Funny thing about ulterior motives is that they sneak into action before you know it. Then, when you become aware of an ulterior motive in your words or actions, you are either surprised and embarrassed, or you think it's normal. The best way to cure a case of latent ulterior motive is to cut it off at the pass, intercept it, and expose yourself to yourself. Here's how. Before you speak or act, ask yourself, will I get an unwarranted benefit from this deal? Or, what is it that I really want in addition to what I'm asking for? Or, why the heck am I doing this? Or, what's in it for me? Search until you get answers. Don't rush. It all comes under the heading of transparency, the hardest kind, knowing all of yourself. You have to understand, baby love, that expunging your ulterior motives is much like pulling your own knife out of your back, the one that you put there, the one everybody except you notices like a red flag, the one that makes you a user of people. Far better it is to recognize your self-sabotaging daggers before they permanently damage the rest of your life. Before you can even become aware of paths to higher consciousness, let alone find one and follow it, you must have some clarity about you, focused attention on a goal, and purity of intention. Far better it is to catch the knife before you strike, and thereby keep your lips together.